What's up, guys? Welcome back to Dudes with Hobbies. Today we'll be discussing our
attempt
to just like hype it up, but it's so shit.
Mine turned out so good. You guys are just
all right.
Oh my god.
We're gonna talk about our clay making, and after that, we're gonna talk about another hobbies we're gonna do next week. Be ready. So,
you say that, be ready, like, it's like, all right, well, we'll be like back after the commercial.
The short 10-minute break.
Raid League of Legends, play now. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
All right, sidetrack.
Sorry. Okay, so what do you guys think about clay? Because, I mean, I looked at, so you guys kind of went underneath of what you guys were talking, like, last time we talked about clay making, you two were spitting mad game, right? And you're all about, like, making dragons and stuff like that. And
I was talking about, like, making calculator, man. I ain't making about dragons.
Yeah, no. So, I was talking about making dragons, and that's why I stuck with it. Unfortunately. I mean, I could have gone a different route and just did something easier. But like I said, I was really excited to find something that I wanted to do and give it a try. I made that thing. Which we do not speak of, my quote-unquote dragon.
It looked like an alien.
Yeah, it's,
for anybody
it's
who
alien,
listen and don't know.
Alien cross with a sphinx into like a cat type thing. There was
weird.
A lot with this one for me. I think I wasn't prepared of how like the texture of the clay itself was going to be. In my head, I thought it was going to be more of a like a mud clay and allow me to, you know, if I use a tool to make a straight line, curves, things like I could put detail with my hands once I had the mold itself together. But this, instead of it, like when you put the tools on it, and if you wanted to make a line, instead of making one straight line, it would almost rip the clay, and it was just, oh geez, there was so much to it. But all in all, yeah, this one's a no for me.
I see.
Very difficult.
So to explain, he's trying to make How to Train Your dragon.
Mm-hmm.
right, and look like a like a cat, a mouse.
Dude, that
and
looks
a
like a
mushroom.
Like, you could sell that more over like a phoenix, not a phoenix,
like
a
sphinx. Yeah,
yeah, of like Egyptian
but
mythology, because you got the body of a cat down pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But then what happened with the head? It looks like the top has got like some eggs laid in there or something.
So that
I
those
thought
are
it's a
supposed
mushroom.
So those are supposed to be okay,
fungal growth.
You know how like the dragons have the little flowing things on top.
Uh-huh.
So. The clay that I was using couldn't maintain its own weight as I, put the little horns
on
top. So instead of them, you know, having structure, they just kind of fell on top of each other.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's one of the main issues. Also, the warmth from my hands would almost melt any design or any texture that I would put.
Okay, what kind
of
clay did
it?
You buy?
So this,
I didn't have a problem with my clay melting in my hand. It was like Play-Doh. So
he's bringing the clay to see the label.
Yeah,
right,
sorry
now
about that. It was let's see. It just says oven hardening modeling clay. So I don't know. Clearly,
huh.
I'm supposed to put it in the heat and to make it more sturdy, but maybe my hands were just running really warm, and I don't know.
That's weird. I didn't have that problem. Like I didn't bake mine until like the very end, like when everything was done and in place.
Right,
I mean,
right. Did
my
you use the same stuff?
It wasn't oven hardening sculpting clay though. It was just like, I don't know. In my class, they had like those little like blocks of clay.
I couldn't find those.
Oh.
Yeah.
I found those. It's
that's
cheap.
That's what I used. For
yeah,
like
I mean, this thing
cents.
Was like $8, but I think it was just because of the amount of it. And I wanted something like to where you could see the details, but that was a no-go.
Really?
Yeah.
Like my clay costs only like $3.
Huh, maybe I
And
was just in the
I
wrong
have four
part.
colors. I have four colors.
Yeah, maybe I just
And
got the wrong
I
one.
yeah, and I bought some more tools with it too. I bought like another $3 tools
Well, like
where
it comes
I
in like a
could.
4 or 5 pack.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I got
Yeah.
something similar to that, but like I couldn't even, I think at first, so let me first start with my idea. So I started making the cat. Let's put it a cat because it's supposed to be a dragon, but my dragon. I started just making the head and I was like, okay, this is going somewhere. And then it wasn't coming out the way I wanted it to, so I stopped. I re-rolled it and I was gonna do like almost like a flat, like a, if you were to draw it with clay, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
So
okay.
not make it 3D, but keep it 2D, and then just add texture to it.
Okay.
So then I
Okay.
thought, okay, well let me try and do this, and then I realized I couldn't add as much detail and depth as I thought I could. So then I went back to doing the 3D model. But then at this point I was like, yeah, no, I have to stick with one or the other. So I stuck with this. I just think maybe next time, because I've worked with like the dirt clay, the brown clay, where you have to add water and it gets hard if you know when it dries out.
Yeah.
So I've worked with that. So in my head, I thought it was going to be like that. But I think I should have just gone with the clay that I had experience with, and then tried the dragon because at that point that would have been better.
I think so too,
Yeah.
because my clay, right, is super hard
Really?
and a little bit sticky. So
Yep.
I have to use oil. I put the cooking oil in my hand to make sure it doesn't stick on my hand, right? And then I clayed it like.
Oh,
Oh, I
interesting.
used gloves like for cooking with the powder in it,
I
and
see.
then it didn't stick. I think it's the, like either the sweat or like your skin or something's making it sticky, but with gloves it looks fine.
Oh, I just put cooking oil into my hand. And I was like,
Interesting.
just do it and it works.
But yeah, my clay was hard. Like some like especially when it comes out right out of the package. Like it took a quite a bit of force to like break out the pieces and stuff. And then later on I just used a knife to cut out what I needed and then just shape it to what I needed and that's it.
Yeah, I have to use cutting knife to cut it, that shit out, man. It's so hard. And
Huh.
that's why we were asking, because your thing doesn't stick. Our thing actually very hard, so you have to bend them and have to, as soon you stick them in there,
Yep,
that's it, it
yep.
stick. Yep.
Yeah, no, it was it almost felt like it needed to be like w once you put it on, it needed some time for it to like mold itself together, but it
I
didn't
see.
have the structure. So instead of here, let me see. So like as I was trying to even put the head itself was falling down because the neck couldn't support the weight from the head.
Wow.
So
You see my flower, right?
yeah.
It's really heavy, right? And then the base of it is just a layer of it. It's a stick in there and a stick.
Oh, interesting.
My base is so, it's just a small layer. And then when I do it, I just stick and put some more clay to it around it to make sure the base stick to the base, and that's it. It stick the whole thing.
Huh. Yeah,
I think you
no, that.
bought the wrong clay, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it is what it is. I
That's
gave it a try.
experience.
Yeah,
If
absolutely.
you go out there and you want to do some clay stuff, buy the right clay if you want some modeling.
But yeah, no, I think had I had the correct clay, it would have turned out a little bit better, but.
Yeah, I think you would have had more fun with it. I think that this whole experience sounds more frustrating, you know, like when you don't have the right kind of tools and materials that you
Yeah.
requested.
Yep.
Yeah. 'Cause like as soon as you said the clay was melting in your hands, I'm like, you got something totally different.
Yeah. But I mean, when in the
Well,
packaging itself, it was very hard. So when I took it out and like I guess exposed it to the air and the warmth from my hands, it just started like becoming more soft and more like flexible. So like as I'm rolling into balls to make like each separate parts, it just warmed it up and it just kept it, like I would make a ball and like the ball itself wouldn't hold the shape.
I'm almost kind of curious if you got that clay that you're supposed to use on like a p on like the clay potting tool, where you, like you're putting water on it or something,
I'm not, I
for
don't
like
know.
dishes. 'Cause $8 for clay, like,
Yeah.
that's a lot.
But I mean, hey, that's all
I
right.
mean, hey, I mean,
I
yeah.
guess. I mean, it's an experience, right?
Yeah,
So
no,
next time
that's the thing.
we
I think
actually do
all
it
in all,
again.
it would have been a little bit more fun had I done. I also thought about making a flower, but again, I was talking so much shit about these dragons. I was like, I at least have to give it a try.
Hey man, it
So,
come out looking great. You look
yeah,
like a
right?
freaking mouse, alien, seed, and whatever mushroom is
Yikes.
supposed to be.
It
You
looks.
know, it's like when the world ended and we have a nuclear.
Yeah, I know. That's what's
That those are the
left.
things we're
And
afraid
somehow
of.
the cat and the mouse just melted together.
Oh
And a mushroom on top of it. That's what it looked like.
no. The mushroom overlords controlling the new
Oh my god, it
species,
was supposed
dominating
to
the
be
all of the land.
horns.
It sounds good, friend.
Oh my
Looks pretty
goodness.
good.
Yeah.
All right, Arnold, what about yours?
Mine was actually pretty cool, you know? It involved a lot of like I think the hardest part for me was making the eyes, 'cause I don't know if you guys can tell from the picture. It's the kind of four layers of clay
All
alternating
right,
in
wait, what
color
do you make? What
between
do you make?
I made a statue of a fox, 'cause you know, I'm obsessed with them. And I
And
found
it
like a
looks
really
so good.
it's so cute. I actually turned out pretty well, but you know, there's still things that I wanted to improve, 'cause like the face, you can only tell from like really close hand, but it's like some of the clay didn't stick well together. Like it's supposed to be like all continuous, but in some
Oh,
places I
I
have
see,
like
I see.
crooks and the cannies from like the tool, and I couldn't like smooth it out anymore. So I was like, fuck it. And yeah, for me it was just like a lot of layering and a lot of like separate components putting them together. Like the eye was definitely the hardest part, 'cause it's like you have to make like this weird shape, right? Then you take like a circle and you cut it out and you put it in there. And you have to make like another black circle and put that in there. And you have to make a very small white circle again and then put that in there as well. So I don't know if you guys can tell from the
Yeah, it
thing,
looked
but
like an
the
anime
eyes.
eyes, right?
But the eyes aren't the same. The spacing between the white and the black is different
Oh
on each eye.
no. You can't even tell.
Good,
Well,
good.
it's like an
That's.
Instagram picture, right? It
Yeah.
just looked good. And then
Yeah.
and the reality is different. But you don't worry about it because nobody gonna see it.
Yeah, the ears were a little bit easier. What else? So yeah, so I got everything together and I was like, this is the fucking shit, right? And then I go and bake it to make it hard, and my fucking tail fell off as soon I think as soon as they placed it in the oven or something. And then everything baked and the tail is just like separately from the thing, and I just remembered the Godfather thing.
Yeah.
Look what they've done to my boy. Look what they've done to my
Oh
beautiful
no.
boy. I was like, fuck. So I talked to my mom about it. I'm like, Mom, what do I do? She's like, just glue it. And then I tried gluing it and the tail still fell off with glue
Oh,
intact. So I was
of
like,
course.
well.
I think the tail is pretty heavy. That's why when you glue it, it won't balance.
Yeah, but it's like it's sitting the fox is sitting down, right? And like the tail is like glued to its butt, so I'm not sure why it won't stick, but maybe it's just the clay or like you have to get a different type of glue or something.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, but
maybe.
at that point I was just like, eh.
Eh.
It was the first experience. I mean, it turned out pretty well.
No,
It looks
absolutely.
good.
I think I was gonna ask for your like multicolors. Did you just how did you achieve those straight lines like that for the face and for like the body? Did you?
That's all layering. So you
Oh.
just make the face, and then you take like the white coloring, and then you put it in, and you kind of blend it out the lines. It's kind of like makeup, I guess, is the closest thing I can think of.
Yeah.
And then yeah, and then it's just like you at some point you had to make sure there was enough of it there, because like sometimes it would make like holes and like you could see the orange. So then you put
Got
add a
it.
little bit more, and then you'd smooth it out. There's like this little tool that has like a little ball at the end of it. And that's what you use to like kind of like mesh it out. So like it's not, or you could use your fingers, I guess, but I use the tool. Yeah, so that's why at some point it's not perfect because of like different layers of white clay had to be used. So
No,
there's
that
that.
yeah, no, I see it. It looks super good.
Thank you.
Like you could put it on the keychain. It looks really nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. Good job on making the model and everything.
Thank you. I win. Yay.
I think
yeah,
so.
You def. Yes, I think you did. With the detail and yeah,
it,
that looks.
You know how long it took?
How long?
It took me 3 hours to do this shit.
Oh my god.
It took me 45 minutes to make one ear. The second one took 10. I don't know why, but the first ear, I was just like, fuck this.
Yeah. I'm sure your body's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I it was stressful making this, but I was like, I'm making it as good as I can.
Yeah, no, it shows. It's just, it looks super good.
Anyway, Key, what about your cauliflower? What's up with that?
Oh my god.
It's a cauliflower. It's a flower.
It's a flower, yeah.
Your green flower, what's up with that, Key? Tell us. Guide us through the process of the one who made it.
How did it make the flower?
Did you?
All right. You guys get a better bargain, right? I was asking you guys, I'm going to make a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
And you all be like, oh my gosh, why don't you do a something fancy? I was like, okay, calculator, it's not leaving. I'll make a flower. This mm-hmm. thing is leaving too, right? But mm-hmm. it's not moving. That's all.
That's true.
Yeah.
How did you get the petals like that? What did you do?
Yeah, it's going to ask.
Oh, that's a error and try. So this, the picture you guys see was my third flowers. So the first flower, because the clay was so hard, so I make it like a freaking pot, so nothing actually merged together. So the second flower, I put some oil into my hand and I try to make sure the clay not hard anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hard and it's look not as good because the petal look like a rectangular thing. It's not look like a petal. So like the third flowers that I make right now. So the first thing I did is I flat them out. It's like a flick a little half the circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then every time I that's a petal, and then I put into the base of the flower, and then I mold it in there using my hand one by one.
Oh.
So I didn't make the flower; it's just molded in there, and I try to mold it look like a flower. It looks nice.
Looks cool. I like the aloe vera that you made.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where the flower is supposed to be, but it looked nice.
Yeah, no, it's. Did you carve it out of one block and go in, or did you make each separate petal and then like attach it to something?
So the base of it is like the circular in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I make it from one block.
Okay.
And it's petal. It's not a block.
Oh, interesting. So
then I plug them in one by one, and after that I carve them.
See, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It looks really good. It looks like cake decoration, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It looks like what's it? Where it's called fondue, I think.
Fondue?
No, fondue is when you put either cheese or chocolate on shit. It's like a fountain.
Why you put shit on shit?
No, you put like cheese or chocolate on stuff. I think that's fondue, isn't it?
I thought it's fondue supposed to be melted chocolate or cheese.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a fountain or like a pot with like
yeah. But cheese. You say just putting chocolate and cheese on stuff.
Yeah,
like you can bake them and put it in a cracker and you still eat them.
Yeah, that's fondue.
No, it's not. It's fondue is melted chocolate or cheese and you just like
fondant. That's what it is.
Okay, fondant.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You were close.
Yeah, I was like,
you're making us arguing about nothing.
Yeah. So, for decorations.
That word.
I mean, it looked curvy enough to be a flower.
Mm-hmm.
It looked, the petal looked sharp enough to look like it's leaving. And it took me around an hour. It's pretty fast. What I do with clay, I experimented to see what it looked like and how I deal with the material and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So the first 30 minutes for me is just like try it out, see what it looked like. So for me, I make the calculator, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple that I feel like you guys are gonna bash me on that. So I have to change it and make a
show
make
us
a
the picture.
I didn't take picture in the end. I just take this one at the end.
So you didn't keep the calculator?
No, I just take the final product.
The
calculator
with
yellow, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a flat, and I put two icons into it, and that's it. Not calculator, a phone, a phone.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I forgot, it's a phone. No, I should put like two button, right? And then little camera and just in there and that's it.
I mean, that sounds pretty cool.
No, it's not, it looked like shit.
Okay.
You remember like a block?
It looks like shit.
Yeah. Like it's a block of nothing, right? Like it's not even rectangular. It's kind of curvy because I don't know how to make rectangular. Apparently.
Oh, so you went for like the futuristic phones, the ones that curve, huh?
Uh huh. And then I just put two buttons in, and that's it.
Yeah, that's a phone.
Yeah, it took me 15 minutes. Pretty fast.
Jeez. I wonder. I'm sure there is, but I'm just curious of like what the learning curve with these things are. Like if you keep making it, like doing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like how much better they would look, cause like I'm looking at my mom does this stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I looked at her, like some of her later ones, they look freaking amazing. You know, they're like on point. Like all of her clay is like straight, and you can't see like any bulges or marks anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like as if this was like manufactured somewhere, like by like robots and stuff.
Oh.
So. I'm really curious as to like how long do you have to keep doing, but she's way more patient than I am.
That's
right?
What I was gonna say. That has to play a part.
Yeah, and more detail oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I don't know. I thought it's looking out nice.
So yeah, so Miguel didn't like this, right? Miguel, yeah. You're saying no to this?
Yeah, no. I think I may have just been a little bit
the right material.
Yeah. Had I had the correct material, I think I would have liked it a little bit better. And also I may have been just a little bit too ambitious thinking I can make a dragon without any sort of training or experience with this. So
you can do it.
Yeah. No, maybe like, you know, try something a little bit that's, your level. And if you find that to be easy, then, you know, build up from there. Don't just go into the deep end and think you're going to be an amazing swimmer. So I think that would be my, advice. And then also be in a well-ventilated room because it can get hot and then your hands get hot. So.
Oh, did you fart it?
No. So like, but I think it's because I was in my room and it was warm. So it might have not helped the case of the clay holding its shape.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Your room was warm. Huh?
Yeah, my room was warm, boys.
Your room must be fucking hot.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was mostly.
Clay.
What's that?
Because my clay is not melting at all.
Yeah,
my
no.
room's really hot.
He was trying to fucking bake it as he was making it. That's,
maybe.
That was his problem.
Maybe. I was trying to make this in the oven. No, yeah, I think for me, this was definitely a no. But, I mean, I'm sure, you know, people would have to try it before they can judge it for themselves.
Well, yeah, you always want to try it.
I think this is a very fun hobby. It's just cheap, too. It's very cheap for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, if you don't have any tools, right, it's just clay itself, it's less than $5.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than a burger. So I calculate my currency on burger, so anything less than a burger is very cheap.
Burger from where? Where's this burger from?
McDonald's.
Oh, so you're talking
McDouble?
So if you get like a number
double
one.
Junior?
No, more like a quarter powder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, or a burger from Five Guys. You know, a burger from Five Guys, like $6, $7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it's less than that, hey man, you got a good hobbies to enjoy.
I like it.
Yeah, I was just blown away by like the amount of detail of like some of the more professionally work done.
Oh yeah.
Like, how much crap? Like, cause. For me, it was the hardest part probably was the eyes and the ears because it required like multiple layers of clay to be put on
mm-hmm.
at the same spot. But it's like if you look at some of the stuff that people do online, you're like, holy shit, that one arm alone would have probably taken me like 6 hours to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, right, so, but you know, you also
and the detail where they paint the stuff too, amazing. How did they paint look like so real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Colorful, shiny.
Shiny. So yeah. Lifelike.
Yep. I think it's a good hobby, but I don't think I'm gonna do it.
I think for me the same.
For me the pottery is very cheap mm-hmm. and very time consuming and it's very detailed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not me.
I also like it more with like a scale, you know? Like it's all nice and all when it's like small, But like, I figure if you want to make something like bigger, like even like so the thing that I made is like, let's say it's like one, right? If I want to make a two, it's like twice the size, right? Think of how much shit you need to put on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. Like, if you have the, you know, the desire and the capabilities and the patience to do all that, by all means. But for me, yeah, I would also say no.
Yeah.
Like, that 3 hours was not like, oh my God, this is so much fun. The 3 hours, like, Jesus Christ, when am I going to finish? Why won't this stick?
All right. You know? For me, the end part was the best because I thought my flower going to look like shit. But as soon as my hand touched the thing when I mowed it, somehow my hands would make the flower look exactly like the flower I wanted. I was like, oh shit, I'm doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, so for the end part of it, it's pretty fun when I mowed the flower out. Cause if you look at the middle stage of my flower, it's like a blob.
Mm-hmm.
It's like chunks of petal, like block petals of blob together. I have to get my hand in there and touch it, you know, get some magic of human hand.
you just have the magic touch. That's what it is.
Yep, it's the magic touch. I just touch thing. I just like, you know, stroke them a little bit, left, right. I don't know.
Flowers come out right. How
you liked it?
Nice.
And then things come out.
Nice, nice. No, for sure. That, I mean, it shows. So.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, well, that's the end for our clay adventure.
Or is it?
Oh, is it?
Stay tuned. No, actually, find out.
We might actually do it again.
Maybe.
Yeah, I was like, I definitely still have clay. So,
yeah. Well, you need better clay.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah, throw that clay out and then don't ever talk
maybe,
about it.
Maybe sometime we're going to do some of our hobbies again to make sure, not to make sure, just to see how improvement between the first one and the second one.
No, for sure.
Yep, we'll learn from it and stuff like that. I think we should do it sometime. Mm-hmm. But for now, let's go to the next hobby. It's brand new and it's almost look like this one.
I'm excited. I'm really excited too.
It's
kind of
fun.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. So, I don't know if many of you guys are familiar with the Dungeons & Dragons game, but it's basically like an RPG game that you write a storyline on paper, and then you invite a couple of people, and then you can draw a map, and then they get figurines, and then everybody designs like their own character of who they want to be, you know, and you could put like whatever, and then the adventure begins, and your heroes need to go from A to B, complete the quest, you know, save a princess, kill a dragon, whatever. So
not the dragon.
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
The dragon.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Your alien cat.
Oh my god.
Fungus thing is safe.
It's gonna come
Holy
back and
shit!
Haunt
that
you.
Thing should be burned.
I'm. Wow. Just
no, sorry, Miguel.
Wow.
Sorry. The critics are harsh in
this
department.
I'm reading the harsh and credit in art. You know? Yeah.
That's alright.
Or reach the end and kills Miguel's creation.
Yeah. It needs to be killed.
But a really important part in all that, I think, is actually the dungeons, you know? Mm-hmm. That's where, if you play, like, MMORPG on a computer, or, like, you've ever read any books about, like, heroes going somewhere to find, like, epic loot and, like, artifacts and something to make them stronger, you know? Then dungeons become really important. So we've come up with an idea of where each of us is going to design our own dungeon, and then we're going to do a sketch of the dungeon. And the rules are pretty simple, you know, it has to include at least one trap. This has to be a final boss. And you have to tell what kind of loot would be given to the adventurers once the final boss has been defeated.
I like it.
So, yes. Thoughts?
Thoughts? So, I mean,
you can give thoughts as defeating the final boss.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, need. I can do so much with this. My dungeon designed to kill people. I'm not gonna give them blue shit.
Oh, my God.
They just come in, and the thing is about my dungeon is it's more like me, right? You come in to my dungeon. My goal is to make sure I take your body and your items.
There's actually a lot of like material that I have. First off, there's a game, I think it's called like Orcs versus Humans or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or Orcs Must Die, which is like a tower defense game where you set up different traps not to let orcs get near like your like obelisk in the middle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also the anime, right, where like this guy ends up in a video game and he's like the leader of his like tomb or whatever, and he's like, all his minions like make this like a super duper intense dungeon, and like he at the end of like second season or something like that, they have like all these adventures go inside of it, and all of them die because I mean he's like the god in that universe.
Interesting.
And then, fucking hell, why do I know so much about this? And then there is this really good comic that I saw on like a meme page where it's like about this thing, right? And this little girl gets trapped in the dungeon, and this thing finds the little girl, and he's like, what are you doing in here? Why are you lost? You must be cold. Here's some clothing. I'm making some tea. Follow me. And like the thing looks like a Cthulhu, you know? So it's like very scary.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying. A very interesting turn. It's actually like, that's the point, you know? Like he's terrifying, but he's actually very caring of the girl.
Like
he's taking care of her even though the girl has been abandoned. So,
well, I mean, that's a night dungeon that you have, right? My dungeon is a little bit different. It's not about kill people. I'm gonna have a massive loot for people who actually reach my end of dungeon. But my dungeon gonna have a lot of different monster, a lot of different trap, and the boss absolutely a unit.
Are you gonna use some of the classics like the falling floor, and like
the spikes on the boulder?
More like a lot of puzzle that people have to pass through, because trap for me is puzzle trap is the best, right? Because they step on the wrong shit, boom, just completely obliterated. But what do you guys think about this? Like what kind of dungeon you try to make?
A sex dungeon? No, I
mean.
Nice. No, no, I'm not doing that.
I was waiting to make that joke so long. As soon as I said dungeon, I'm like, sex dungeon. 50 Shades of Grey. No.
Did you watch that?
No, I haven't watched it or read the book.
Yeah, no, I've no desire to. Yep.
Yeah, I never watched that either. Nope.
I mean, I'm actually interested. Not some. Guys. Sorry, go ahead.
No, finish.
I was like, I'm interested to see how you guys would display your dungeon as opposed to like the story behind it.
How many level would you bookmark for your dungeon?
I'm honestly not too sure. I'm just kind of. I'm assuming like I'll get inspired. You have, you know, I think I guess we're gonna tune in next week to find out.
Yeah, because in Arc Ace, like another MMO that we played before, they have a dungeon. They have a team dungeon, right? They have a Chinese team dungeon, and they have a different kind of dungeon. So, I don't know what team I'm going to make now.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I was thinking more of like in Path of Exile, where you have to collect all those pieces to kill the final boss. I thought that was very interesting. So I'm like more inspired by something like that, where you have to like go get the lungs, go get the heart, go get the brain, and then you go like finally open the core and you go inside and there's the final boss, you know?
That's too easy, man. Battle Exile is just like pass through and...
Yeah, but still, it's like, I don't have to make it easy because there's no traps in the middle of it, you know? So you could put like...
But your character is overpowered in there.
That's not the point. I'm just saying about the layout.
Okay, I know. It's just okay. But... Okay. In any sense, my dungeon gonna have some team. Is there elementary, like elemental team, or some kind of nature team, some kind of hell team? You know, depends on my mood, to be honest. If my mood was sadness, man, they gonna have a hard time.
No one's making out of here alive.
No one making out alive. I'm gonna eat all of them. It's gonna be nice.
Okay. Also, another thing that there's a mod on Minecraft that makes like these dungeons that are kind of interesting, where the dungeon is entirely underground, right? But like as lower down you go, the worse it gets. Like for example, on like the first floor, you only have like a couple spawners, right? That like make mobs, but they're like really easy to deal with. But like on the final level, there's like the room with all the final loot that you want to get, and it's got like 8 spawners, and all the spawners spawn mobs with a full armor, and it's like enchanted, and they have weapons. So you better be like super duper geared, you know, to clear that out.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe something like a mix of that and like the Path of Exile thing, where you have to like collect certain pieces to put it all in like this one giant ass door. Or something to be let in into the final boss room, where you have to fight the final boss as, you know, like maybe in Dark Souls, there's like multiple stages to him. Like the more damage you do to him, the stronger and stronger he gets. See how far he can push you down the lane. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think I'm gonna add a little bit of backstory to my dungeon too.
Oh, same. I'm gonna like write out the inscriptions.
Inscriptions.
Also, cool tip, guys. If actually if we're doing this on paper, if you make it look pretty good, if you get some coffee, and you like take like a brush or something like that, and you like you paint it over the paper, it actually will make it look like an old parchment.
Oh, interesting.
Just a neat idea for themes, you know? Like you can make it like a map of a dungeon.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, is this something that we want to make like a board game to where it would show your character going from one room to another? Or how are we gonna, I guess?
I was gonna do a map, but board game sounds kind of interesting, but at the same time, it's like you have to define a lot of variables in certain things. So maybe that would be too complicated for us.
Okay.
Not in a week, I think it's only good for us to do a source sketch of your dungeon. You know, like the layout of it, what dungeon teams and how the trap work and where you put the trap and stuff like that.
Gotcha, gotcha.
All right, so this is going to be a very fun idea. I'm actually super excited. I'm way more excited about this because it's going to involve writing, which I love.
Yep.
So I'm definitely going to have some backstory to my dungeon, how it happened, what happened in there. The great wizard of the middle cities has been imprisoned, blah, 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 after stealing the, you know, whatever.
Right, yeah, yeah. I feel like this was a good compromise in between all three of us.
Yeah. And it involved Miguel's drawing and Keith's love for logic and murder.
Hey, man, it's not murdering. It's just about the principle, right? You step in my dungeon, are you being a bitch? You're sorry, done. Man. I'm going to kill your ass.
You dead. Dungeon introduction, it's like, are you a bitch?
this is not the one.
I'm definitely going to have that check right there.
it's like a little orb, and like you put like a finger in there or something, and it tastes your blood. It's like, yep, definitely, that's a bitch.
That's a basic bitch. Nice.
Do I smell Starbucks? Don't even come to me.
Oh, I'm going to add some Starbucks shit in there.
Oh,
okay. Thank you.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, like
sponsor, please.
So what we do, we set up the layout of it, right? And then we put like different icon or whatever you're supposed to be. It's like a sketch. You can add your story to it or you don't, or you just make sure the dungeon have a team, a boss. What does the boss do? What the trap do? And adventure. How many adventure you want to put into your dungeon?
Because
some dungeon you can make it into a raid and there's like 50 people in there, right?
Oh, that's a cool idea. Yeah, like you want to do it like a test run? And if you want, you can just... Wow, this is getting like...
Yeah, this is getting real deep. So I think for me, where I'm... I guess my imagination or creativity is trying to take me is to... Like a Monopoly sort of style board game. But not so much... As much story as in like predefined things. So like you would be walking down from one... room to another, and you would either encounter traps, you would need to complete certain items before you're able to move to the next room. So I think that's the way I'm seeing it. I already have a general idea of how I think I want the sketch to help you know, give a visual aid to the dungeon. But I think that's, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea to make. Get like a board games, because imagine you can have like a portal to to port like the if they roll a high roll, you can port them to a different location that better.
Oh, and then that would then prevent them from, you know, encountering. Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yep,
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe I'll think about it. But I think once I draw, or like as I'm drawing, I'll probably come up with things, and it's probably not going to be the same thing that I'm talking about now.
Yeah, wing it, man. I'm a big effort for people who's trying to wing it, because I love winging stuff.
Oh yeah,
it's
not
honestly
a bad,
like,
but
yeah, especially when you're like writing stuff, that's what they tell you. You know, just write whatever, and then it'll come. You'll be like, wow, that's a good idea.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah, if you start drawing, it will come. Like, the first line you drew, you're like, fuck, this is wrong. I need a weaker line.
A weaker line.
Maybe if I'm in a good mood, I'll be like, there's a room that serves purple tea for people to drink. Just saying.
And the purple tea is poison.
Purple drink.
It's poison tea.
I like it.
Well, if I don't have a good mood and it's poison tea, good fucking luck.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think it's going to be a fun stuff for us to actually use our mind and create new stuff.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like almost with on our hobbies, we just try to create new stuff and have fun with it.
Because what this kind of reminds me of is the game Dungeons and Dragons.
That's what I said.
Yeah, but like, I don't know if have you actually played the game?
Never. It sounds so much fun, but I've never tried.
So yeah, we did a little bit of that while I was stationed in Okinawa. There wasn't much for us to do, so we just kind of found things to do and did it. But the main part of the game that I enjoyed the most was not so much the story and not so much the characters. It was just kind of like the tools that they used to, create an image or, another world that you would try to either escape, protect, defend. So I thought that was really neat because, we're used to, video games or whether it's console or PC, and it already has the image for you. But this kind of gives you the tools to just do whatever you want. create your own story, make your villains be the hero.
Or, you become the god of your own work.
Exactly. Or you can be a player, governed by another set of rules. But it's just, it's kind of interesting to see how or where we will go. Because we didn't really establish very defined rules. It's just more of it's a game in the dungeon. With some traps, some boss, and some loot. Yep. So, very excited to see what we come up with.
Yeah, I think biggest part of, our hobbies is imagination, mm-hmm. Each and every one, does... exactly, the SpongeBob meme.
Yep.
It's honestly most of the time where it can take you, If you look at, for example, J.K. Rowling, right? The one that wrote the Harry Potter books?
On the napkins.
Yeah, the whole universe described in books, and something that's never been seen before, I'm sure it has, but just putting it all together and that becoming such a hit, it's always about imagination. If you don't set lines, that prevent you from doing something, then there's a lot that you could do.
Exactly. Just let it run wild.
Yeah.
Let it
flow through you. Yeah. That's gonna be Kitsune when he's designing it. He's gonna watch the Star Wars episode. He's gonna be like, yes, let the hate flow through you. Like, you fucking bitch, you're dying here. You're dying.
Hey man, I'm a loving guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
What? No, I know, but maybe your dungeon might be the complete opposite though.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's based on my mood. I'm just a moody guy, but I'm still loving. It's not like I just want to kill everybody.
A moody guy.
Everybody will die.
Everybody's already dead.
Okay, look at it.
They enter the
if they're being a bitch, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to fry them.
Oh. Fair enough.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about how much would you desire a boss? How intelligent you would like to your boss to be.
Oh, interesting.
A boss can be as intelligent as you are, where the boss can ask question and they let you go,
Oh, I didn't think about that.
If the adventure not being a bitch and be not with my boss, I might let them go and not even fighting the boss. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Dude, there's so many things you could do with this. It's blowing my mind. Now I'm thinking about how you have a room filled with deathly traps. And then there's a secret corner where you can go to, and there's a secret pathway that just takes you through the room without you taking any damage. Mm-hmm. You can just go to the next room. There's so much stuff that you could do.
No, this all just reeks of
it's gonna
MMOs and dungeons. But I think it's nice because most MMOs, it's either a spank a tank where you have a designated tank that takes up the damage and then you just wait to kill the boss without much mechanics. So I guess, or you have, other bosses that require you to move around, hit certain things, and, to prevent other actions. But I think this will give us a good idea of how if we were to design a video game, this is, mm-hmm. I think, a good idea or a good starting place.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a very good idea.
Like, how did you make this game? I designed a dungeon. Ah, I see.
Developer like, this is shit.
This have is you ever garbage. Think about
it? This is the worst dungeon I've ever
this
heard
This is disgusting.
You can't even finish it. What's the point?
Oh, well. I think that's it for today, guys. Next week, we're going to talk about our dungeon and how it's going to go. So either we kill people or we're going to save them. Thank you for listening.
All right, see you guys next week.
I'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.